This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
He called me, like, not too long after it was put out there. Obviously, he was just super excited. You know, I'm super thankful for him and made sure that I just let him know that, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at without him and him putting his trust in me and, you know, just our communication with each other. You know, I mentioned this earlier, just my success so far has been from him, you know. So for him to be able to trust me and to be out there and play with him, I truly believe, you know, he's the best athlete I've ever been around. So I'm grateful to continue to play with him.
One of the extended... from a couple weeks, from a little bit ago, I would say.
Khalil Shakir.
Nah, I can't go further with that. But.
Khalil Shakir talking about playing with the MVP of the league in Josh Allen. Bills, busy today. Yesterday, they end up signing an extension for linebacker Terrell Bernard. Today, it's defensive end Greg Rousseau on a four-year contract extension. And then... they went ahead and re-signed long snapper Reed Ferguson to a four-year contract extension.
The glue of the squad.
Hey, Ferguson's been a perfectly fine long snapper, which is something that you desperately need to have. If you don't have a consistent long snapper year after year, you don't really have a long snapper.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Reed Ferguson. Everyone's like... oh, he's just the long snapper. I'm like, just the long snapper? That's that really what we're going to do here?
Every field goal and punt that does not go over the punter's head is a good job.
Yep. Sam Martin's gone.
Yes.
He got released. What do you think they're drafting?
Our old friend Joe Biscali is going to have a field day with Puntapalooza 2025. And I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah.
Cannot wait to see that. Like, Puntapalooza 2025 is absolutely going to be a thing, and I'm happy for Joe B on that one.
I'm very pleased with both the Sabres and the Bills. Pleased maybe with the Sabres. I wouldn't say very pleased.
Still positive.
Yeah, they're both positive right now. Brandon Bean just continuing to show why he is and has been the GM for the Bills, right? One thing, I want to get your take on this. I've seen a lot of Brandon Bean mixed reviews. Some people mentioning his drafting in the early rounds, right?
With the first round has been a problem as of late.
Kyrie Elam, Kincaid, even, is he panning out the way you thought? Like, there's certain things. Like, what is your take, I guess? In the midst of all this signing stuff, I figured it might be a good time to your Brandon Bean review. Like, what does he have to do better on? We've talked a lot about GMKA, but...
I think that when it comes down to it, the brass tacks about Brandon Bean is that he is doing fine. There are issues with this team that an elite and MVP quarterback can cover up.
Yeah.
And you get to 13 wins last year, and it mostly comes on the back of... the caliber of the MVP quarterback.
Mm-hmm. who this just in is still the reigning 2025 MVP.
2024. So, that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing fine.
Yeah.
It's not like the roster is a total disaster around him, which is something that I hated with the MVP arguments, which, like, it's not like it was a terrible roster.
Right.
The Bills have one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League.
100%. And it was the whole do more with less argument, right?
Yeah.
And
I didn't need to hear that.
Less is only applied in a couple positions, and even so, your running back still tied the franchise record for rushing touchdowns. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, he's not Derrick Henry. But that's really the only stark difference in the wide receivers, I guess, right? Zay Flowers over Mac Hollins, like, that's really it.
Yeah.
There's not that much, like, that's separating them. It's not like the Carolina Panthers.
I mean, Derrick Henry is a presence of his own, and
right.
For me, that's always going to be, if you have two MVP candidates, it's always going to hurt the other's case.
Yeah, and a better case would have been, when you're playing against the Bills, who are you game planning against?
And that Josh is Allen. What it was. That's ultimately what I think a lot of voters ended up on with the MVP is
yeah.
that. So Brandon Bean's doing a decent enough job
mm-hmm.
at the least.
Wait, he got the quarterback.
Are there areas of improvement that he can absolutely hammer in on? Yes.
Early round drafting. That's
early round drafting is one of those things. A defensive line has mm-hmm. typically been one of those things.
Yep.
There's opportunity this offseason to do so.
Yeah, there is.
And free agency is just around the corner. Buckle up. It's going to be fun. I don't expect the Bills to be very active in free agency itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I do expect them to be active enough. There are players that are going to be very interesting to me that are already on the market now.
Yeah.
The Commanders released Jonathan Allen after there was entertaining of trade offers. Teams knew, you're going to cut him anyway. We're not going to bite. The same thing with Landry in Tennessee.
That's right, Jarvis Landry.
Harold Landry.
Oh, Harold Landry.
Harold Landry gets cut from the Titans
mm-hmm.
after they were trying to find a trade partner for him. The Myles Garrett thing. Like, Jimmy Haslam is making the situation worse. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Can you find a way to get those low-budget options in here?
Mm-hmm.
Like Leonard Floyd of a couple years ago.
Right, that was a huge difference maker.
Huge difference maker. And he did what he usually did, which was, he's going to get you close to double-digit sacks on a one-year deal. It was brilliant. So, can Brandon Bean do better? Yes. Is there an opportunity to? Kind of. Like, yeah, you got cap juggling you got to do. But there are ways to do so.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's just it's going to be very interesting to me because everyone still goes back to that Von Miller move,
and that
that's where I lose
that was
it because
poor luck.
It's you can't
you want to you want to dunk on
write
Brandon,
that out.
You want to dunk on Brandon Bean for a defensive end signing? Trent Murphy.
Yeah,
that was a real thing that happened.
Yeah,
I will never forget that one.
But the Von Miller thing, that's hindsight 2020 right there.
Not really.
You didn't know any of that was going to happen. The suspension, the ACL tear, how long it took him to recover
the
from that.
The suspension you should have known about.
Well, should have.
Because he had a prior history.
Yeah.
So,
but the ACL tear really threw him off.
Because he also was producing in that first season.
Yeah.
Like usual Von Miller.
Those first few games with Von, you thought you nailed it. Look at that. And then non-contact, knee, pop, boom, done.
And it's over.
Which happened to Tre'Davious White in the same season? Maybe? Was it?
I think
so. Yeah.
That
was the year of non-contact ligament tears.
Yes.
Because that was happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then Von Miller has a knee brace on for an extended period of time. Even when he is back, he's not
and
back.
He rushed into it the year prior.
Because he wanted to play. Which I respect, but at the same time, lesser version of yourself.
He was a lesser version and eventually got healthy scratched.
Yeah.
Because he was not doing anything for you positively.
Right.
And then this year, he looked okay. He looked okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
he looked a little better in the beginning of the season, and then he hit the suspension, got rusty, and then that was that.
Yes. So defensive line is consistently something the Bills have not gotten correct.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you stop trying. As a matter of fact, you probably get more hell-bent on it.
I think you're not going to... I think you're going for a swing. And whether that be Myles Garrett, because Cleveland's going to handcuff him there and he's not even going to play. Whether that be... I have to ask you this. Bosa did get released from the Chargers.
Correct.
How would you feel about that? Because everyone's kind of like iffy on him, and I get it, but also vet presence.
If I wanted a Chargers
right
pass
system,
rusher from last year, I want Khalil Mack instead of Joey Bosa.
Yeah, I would say Khalil Mack over Bosa.
The underlying numbers support it. That's all it is to me.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying if he's the one that's available for that cheap deal,
would you try? I don't think he's going to be a cheaper deal.
No?
No.
What team do you think goes after him?
San Fran.
Does he play with his brother?
Yeah.
You're not wrong. I could definitely see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd just say
San Fran.
It's so interesting to me. And then Crosby, what's he doing?
He's staying. He signed the extension.
Exactly.
The Raiders trade for Geno Smith. I'm very fascinated with what Las Vegas is doing down there.
Pete Carroll is trying to get them in a position.
He's trying to get the boys back together.
To win.
The band's back together. It's Pete Carroll and Geno.
Yeah. And they do well together, so you never know how that could go.
Yeah. The rest of the league has suddenly, it's very interesting this offseason, not just for Buffalo, but around the entire league. And that is going to be something to me that will be fun to watch. Grab your popcorn, ladies and gentlemen, because it's going to be a fun time. When the chaos ensues next week, we're not that far away.
No.
So
it's coming.
It's coming. Be ready. Brace for it. We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Mike. Mike, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me. I've been wondering if we might be seeing a rare instance where a player is working. I think Shedeur Sanders, there's a lot of negative buzz coming out of the combine that maybe he's tanking his interviews, so he ends up in Vegas with the Raiders and his buddy Tom Brady, and he can sit a year behind Geno. And aside from that, I'm wondering what you thought of Aziz Ojulari as a decent price free agent.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the call. First off, with Sanders, I am interested to see what kind of game is being played there, because like all of a sudden he's like got poor attitude with these NFL teams. It's like,
and he's never shown a glimpse of that.
I mean, he showed like only a minor glimpse of it in one post game with Colorado.
Yeah, but that's one post game. It's not a regular behavior for him whatsoever.
But also, he has probably the best media coaching in the world.
Right, right.
For a draft prospect, in his own father.
Yeah, and his father wouldn't let him look like a fool either.
Deion Sanders is absolutely helping his son get to that next level in a great way, and it's not just with how he got him on the field and developed him.
Mm-hmm.
It is because Deion Sanders is probably one of the most media-savvy people that you can have in your arsenal.
Yeah.
You're telling me primetime is going to let something bad happen with the draft stock of his son? No. And that is something, though, that insiders and teams will play with each other, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knows? Maybe it's the Raiders sending something out sources-wise saying that, oh, Shadur is not handling interviews well, or he's looking like he's got an attitude. Like, a team would absolutely do that to try to kill stock.
Right.
Smokescreen season is also amongst us. So, head on swivel, don't get got.
No, you can't get got.
And sometimes teams get got with the smokescreen. And that's what I think that one actually is.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think... He might be purposefully tanking his interviews.
Yes,
I truthfully think so.
I don't really believe in that. I think that players
You're not a tank believer?
I'm not a draft prospect tank believer.
Yeah. I think it is a little out there, but at the same time,
because while tendencies get to be more individualistic than they have been in the past.
Yeah. It's not that far from.
It would be something very noteworthy if it's actually true.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like Eli Manning back in 2004 straight up said, I will not play for the Chargers.
Yeah.
Matter of factly, if Shadur Sanders wanted to dictate where he wants to go,
he totally could.
He would be able to say it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the draft prospect that Eli Manning was.
Like, no, none of these.
Slam dunk number one.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's enough mystery, though, with the first overall pick that I'm not believing anything at the moment.
No.
It's interesting. So I will say that to the caller. It's interesting enough that you have to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, just to answer the other side of it with Ojulari. I mean, probably going to get too rich of a contract for the Bills to be able to afford another linebacker.
Yeah.
And you already have three solid players in Terrell Bernard, recently extended.
Mm-hmm.
And carrying a much higher cap hit than he did.
Yeah.
Matt Milano and Dorian Williams.
Yep, Williams.
You still have good linebacker depth.
And Milano's going to have a full offseason.
For starting capable players.
Yeah.
I don't think that they need to add another one in that sense.
No, I don't think so. And you still have, whatchamacallit, Andreessen floating around depth-wise, right? Like you have
you got players. And I think the Bills will reestablish their depth once again with cheaper signings and... That's where I think that's going
to
lie.
Yeah. It's nice to have an actual backup, though, in the face of Williams, because you haven't had that. And that's when A.J. Klein gets called in, and you did not want that last year. So
the injuries hit so harshly that...
You had no other choice.
Like, even Baylen Specter in that Pittsburgh wildcard game played well, got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you were down to that, and you even lost that.
Yeah. I don't think he'll be in a Bills uniform this season.
I don't think so either, but...
Just after his
performance,
but...
The injuries were that bad that Baylen Specter got hurt even, and you could not call on that kind of depth.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, the bug was biting hard. It was luckily, last season wasn't as bad, so...
Yes, but you still lost to the same stupid team.
Yeah.
That keep getting their stupid wide receivers arrested stupidly.
Yeah, well, at least they got smacked in the Super Bowl. They didn't.
God, you want to say continuing the villain arc?
Yeah, the three-peat didn't happen.
Yep.
Well, technically, the three-peat, the appearance happened. You technically three-peated by going to three Super Bowls in a row. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you didn't win the third one.
Right.
So if they go to another
but
one,
either way,
then
man,
they're at four in a row, and guess what? They've
also,
won two of the
four. That news about Xavier Worthy, yeah. The villain looks a lot more unlikable.
Yeah.
Again.
Right.
So,
and
yeah.
There's still details
hate to see that.
Developing on that, but it's just unreal.
Yeah, you hate to see that part.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, Todd Callen will be joining us.
Yes, Niagara basketball.
We'll talk some Niagara basketball, as well as that's going to be coming up after this show as well. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, you're listening to WGR.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's Almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.